Welcome to Faith Victory Ministries International with Pastor Charles Entry. Please prepare your hearts and your minds to receive this great revelation from the Holy Spirit. May the Lord God bless you.
Everyone is very welcome, and we thank God for your lives. We have a word from the Lord that is titled, The Seven Keys to Divine Encounter. Seven Keys to Divine Encounter. So number one, hunger and thirst after God. We are going to talk about 7 points, and we call this point keys to have a divine encounter with God. You have to come up higher and higher in your fellowship with the living God. So number one, hunger and thirst after God. You want to know God, you have to desire to know God. You want to know God on another dimension, you have to have the desire and the thirst of knowing Almighty God. Matthew chapter 4 and the verses 4. Jesus Christ made this statement. He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. So, what we can say out of this is that food and water are not the only thing to crave for to sustain your life. You have to also crave for the word of God. Desire to have Almighty God with you to live a glorious life. You know, but this taste, it is until you let God know that indeed nothing can take that hunger away except himself. That is when a man is moving to a different dimension to encounter Almighty God. It is only when you come to find out that it is only the person of Jesus, the presence of Almighty God alone, will quench that thirst or hunger. This is the time that a man is moving to have a different level of fellowship with Almighty God that I call encounter. If that is not there, you won't get there. There is no way that you will encounter Almighty God when you do not desire and thirst after Almighty God, after the things of God. It is out of your demands, out of your quest, out of your anger. Holy anger to know him and not continue mingling with the chickens when you are an eagle. Coming up higher and higher, that is when you will see another dimension of this God that you serve. To him alone be the glory. The book of Matthew 5 and the verse 6, he said, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. You will never be filled until the hunger is there. The desire of having encounter with God, according to your desire, the word of God will be completed or established. The Holy Spirit, you know, that is one thing about God. God does not work against anybody's will. That is why he is God. If the Lord was working against our will, he would not be God. He's forcing himself on us when we even don't want to worship him. That's one thing that I say. So it's a matter of will, free will. So as you desire of him, that is how much the Lord will open himself also to you. You know, we have seen situations when we didn't know God, and Almighty God, he came to reveal himself to us. That is, to reveal himself to you. But you coming to the point to crave for God, the fellowship that you have been having all these years with Almighty God, you said, you know what, I want to come up a little higher on a different dimension. This whole spiritual thing that people talk about, said, and I am seeing this and I heard this and all that. John, come up higher. Come up higher. You have to desire to know more about God. And at this stage of our lives, or the current dispensation, which is the dispensation of grace, it is the only last dispensation before we enter into, you know, tribulation. Grace will still be available all the time of tribulation. But these are the last days. So you definitely want to make sure that you are not serving this God in deception. In deception. You don't want to be deceived. You want to be clear in the things of Almighty God. When the Lord speaks to you, you have to hear it, that this is the word of God. So you'll not be led astray. It's as simple as that. Anything goes. It's not because we hold the Bible. This morning we were talking about it. We hold the Bible and call it upon the name of Jesus, that Jesus is there. If Jesus is there, you have to know that indeed your master is there. Otherwise, anything goes. We go take juju to come and open church, taking powers of darkness to come and open church. The spirit of the living God is not there, but there is another Jesus present. Bible, they will be holding the Bible cross in their necks. But I say this, it is not about what they do. It is about you. I have been saying this all the time, that you cannot dictate somebody's life. You can't tell them what they have to do. That is what God himself doesn't even tell them what they have to do. He who created them anyway. He doesn't force himself on no one. Free will. You make the decision for your life. As you are living and seeing what is going on around you, see what is right for you and go ahead and do it. So everyone is making choice. But I said this. I said everyone's choice. You have to be responsible of your own choice. That's it. So I say that, you know, since you can't dictate to people what they must do, you have to watch your life and make sure that somebody's decision is not going to affect your life negatively to the extent that you become victim of someone's choice. That is foolishness. It will not be wisdom at all. It will not. What am I saying? I'm saying that if you have come to a place that the spirit of the living God is not there and you are just following, you are going to be led astray. We said it this morning, Matthew 25 from verse 30 downwards talks about how Almighty God, he is there indeed. We have people that are also coming to do so many things. They are doing good. Let's go and feed the prisoners. Let's go to the orphanage. Let's do that. Let's do this. And hey, it is not good things that we do that takes us to heaven. It is salvation. Salvation, being saved, it is by salvation. He said that the King of glory, he will come and he is going to separate the sheep from the goats. The sheep from the goats. Why is that? Because he said, I was in prison, you didn't come and visit me. I was thirsty, you did not give me any drink. I was hungry, no food. So when you look at it, you might be thinking that doing good alone will push you to the group of sheep. But it is not just that. It is not just that, because he's talking about his sheep. His sheep. So his sheep, they know him, and he knows them, and he called them by their names. So it's not out of good. It's about you knowing. You know, he said, oh, God is here. What God are you talking about? God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob, God of Jesus, or you are talking about another God? What Jesus are you talking about? It is the one that the Holy Spirit that dwells in you testifying of him, or you are talking about something else? You know, these are the deceptions that I'm talking about. You cannot be in a place. You know, some people said, oh, if I go here and my problems are solved, that's all that I want. We are not talking about problems being solved. We are not talking about problems being solved. The Lord never told anyone that we would not be going through situations. John 16:33, he said, in me, Jesus Christ said, in me, you will have peace. So peace comes from being in Christ. You might be in the midst of tribulations, trials, you name it, problems, but you still have peace. You still have peace. We have many people, they don't have any problem. What you are praying for your God, God give me this, God give me that, God do this and all that. They never ask anything, any of such a thing. Why? Because they have it, but they do not have peace. No peace. In me, you will have peace. But in the world, ye shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. So going through problems does not determine your end. Jesus, matter of fact, said that you will go through problems. You will go through problems. It's an indication of a child of God anyway, when you are going through situations. But you see, you have to count it with all joy, even when these things are happening to you. Not to be sitting down and be thinking of the problem and, you know, and the enemy helping you. The next thing you know, you are depressing. You are depressing. You have forgotten about your God. Because it seems like it's working for everyone. But for you, things are not working. They that know their God, they shall do exploit. The knowing that we are talking about here, it is knowing the purpose of Almighty God for your life. Probably this time that it seems like everything is falling apart. It might be at the point of that it is written that you will be going through this particular situation. Am I going to reject the cup that my father wants me to drink? Peter, put that sword right there. Don't start cutting anybody's ears. I have to take the cup. It is part of the, it is written for my life. When a man is not in touch with Almighty God, when he's going through situations, he's ready to blame God, blame the church, blame everything that is around him. And start seeing people instead of seeing God and blaming people. Blaming people. Why are you blaming people, by the way? Are you not a human being like others? Why are you sitting down for somebody's decision to use you as a doormat? It is never God's will God has given us. That is the difference between animals and human beings. We were created the same day. The same day. The same day. The only difference between us is that God gave us a will. Animals do not have will. They are trained. When you see a dog leading a blind man going somewhere, that dog is trained. But you are a human being. You have a will. A will. You are a person. The motion and intellect and all that, it is there. God gave it to you. Use it. Use it. So, thirsting for God and desire God in your life to come up higher. You know, don't see this as just you are sleeping in the middle of the night, and the next thing you know, an angel of God appeared in your room, and your room is shining, and you wake up in the morning, oh God, I bless you. No, not just that. We are not talking about that alone. We are talking about you living and seeing transformation in your life, becoming a good person. People, they love to come close to you. When someone has a problem, they even love to come and share it with you. Why? Because your word of counsel alone. You are not someone that is going to gossip around with their issues. You don't mingle causing problems everywhere that you go. You see, you are of the light, so your light, people see it from darkness, and they want to come. But not the opposite. Not the opposite. A child of God that is sharing, you know, dirty jokes and all that, why do you want them to come? You are inviting them to church, they are not coming. They won't come because it's a, if you who goes to church is doing this and sharing this type of jokes, I'm already in the midst of it and I want to get rid of them. But your life has to be different. You're inviting your husband, he's not coming. Your wife, she is not coming. Why is that? And you keep blaming, why I'm every Sunday I'm going to church and you are sitting down here and watching TV and doing this and you keep screaming. Why don't you start? Instead of preaching, shouting, and screaming to this woman and man's ear, do you know what you can do? Start acting upon the word of the living God in your home. Become the Bible that this man, this woman is reading. And see if there will not be transformation in that house. So having an encounter with God is coming to a point to realize that indeed, my life is in the hand of the living God. Lord, I thirst of you to know your purpose for my life. The step that I might make to come up according to the it is written concerning my life. This is what we are talking about. Not we boasting around and said that, oh, yesterday the Lord told me. Yesterday God told me. Who told you that it was God? Who told you that what you heard was from God? Even the angels of darkness has the ability to disguise themselves as angels of light. And they are moving around deceiving so many. It was not from God. Because what you said, it goes against the word of the living God. God cannot come and tell you that, hey, and when your husband do such a thing, stand and talk to his face. Make sure that never. It's not from God. God said, submit. So, you know, and as we are coming up higher and higher, you're going to find out that you yourself, not just you are being transformed, your husband is being touched, the children are receiving light. The next thing you know, you have had a home that is godly. A godly home. Why? Peace is there. It's not like you have everything that you desire. It's not like you have so much in that house. But you know what? One thing that you have peace. Peace is reigning in your house. When people hear that there's Jesus in your house, that place is filled with the peace of God. Peace of God. And people will rush to come and be partakers of what you are enjoying. So they come and ask, oh, how do you do this? How do you do that? That is the time that you can share the word of the living God with them. This is the time that you can really, you know, mingle in with them and show them how you are doing it. Not just when you come to work on Monday morning and you are moving around. Oh, yesterday church was great. Church was great. What did you do? Oh, I was at church. The other one was just taking care of the garden. You were at church. You see that boasting of all that. Someone comes around. What was great about church? Oh, the music was great. The music has such a powerful, wonderful music. Oh, and the word. The word was wonderful. Wonderful. We have such a wonderful, great man of God. Oh, that man preaches. That man preaches. What? He preached about what? Can't remember. Can't remember. Hunger and thirst after God will let you dwell in the presence of the living God at all time unto transformation. Number two, the second thing that you must do to have a divine encounter, you have to spend time alone with God. You have to learn how to spend time alone with Almighty God. Because you read through the Bible, they that really had the divine encounter with Almighty God, they always spend a lot of time alone with God. As you are reading your Bible and praying in your quietness, you see, you will hear what others are not hearing. And you will see, God will show you what the things that people are not seeing. So that fellowship with God alone is really, really, really important. You know, we have seen this. We are followers of our Lord Jesus Christ. So he had become the role model of our lives. In Mark chapter 6 and the verses 46, I took just this one. But it's everywhere. Jesus has that habit of, you know, just excusing himself and releasing the disciples and just go and be alone and praying to his God all the time, all the time. So he said, when Jesus had sent the disciples away, he departed into a mountain to pray. He departed into a mountain to pray. He was with them. He sent them away, and he went to the mountain alone to pray. Why is it that he's not taking everyone, all the disciples with him, the 12? Guys, let's go to the mountains. Let's pray. Because there is something that he needs to hear. And it is only when he is alone that we will hear it. God wants to show you something, but the environment is not conducive. The environment is not conducive. So you have to learn how to isolate yourself and be hearing from God. And be hearing from God. You are reading your Bible, the TV is on. You are reading your Bible, this one is, I mean, what are you listening? How many ears you have? I mean, which one is really going in? These are some of the things that one has to learn. So we are in a busy place where everyone is busy in this country. That's how the system is. So you have to watch your own schedule and find out how you can, you know, set things right around you and program yourself around God. Program yourself around God. Don't program God in your life. Program yourself around God. Make time for God. Basically, that's what we are saying. Make time. And be quiet and listening to him, reading his word, and he will teach you his ways. You know, the same idea here in Mark 1:35. He said the same thing. Jesus was with the disciples. And in the morning, Christ will just rise up a great while before the day. So early in the morning, the Lord will just rise up. And he went out and departed into a solitary place. And there, he prayed. The man have the habit of, you know. So it's not about the timing. It's not about the timing. It's about what is really proceeding out of the heart, dedicated for Almighty God. So if you wake at night and you cannot spend time at night, and you come in the morning, this is the time that you have to rest. Yeah, okay, rest. But what is the best time for yourself that you know that this time is right? I can dedicate this time and seek my God's face, read my Bible, and all that. It's not like some kind of protocol there. You wake up in the morning and said, oh, this morning I have to really, really read my Bible before I go. It's not like that. At the end of the day, what is important is that truly you have done it and you know that you got something out of it. That it is really beneficial, but not something that has become like a ritual. Oh, this morning let me read my Bible. And you have read the Bible, but you never ever retain anything. You were pressed by the time. You're going to be late at work. So nothing really got in. You make time and making sure that, you know, it is important because when you are doing this, you receive from God things that you will never forget. Visions that you are going to receive that you will not get it until you spend that time with Almighty God. These are spiritual principles. Spiritual principles. Why is the night so important? The night, it is because of its quietness. Beside the fact that, you know, much, and the darkness, they know this. They know that when people are sleeping, these are the time that they are most careless. So they move around. They move around and planting evil. Planting evil, sowing evil seeds in their lives. We are not saying that you shouldn't be sleeping. We are saying be alert. Spiritually alert. So if night is fine for you, okay, wake up in the middle of the night when everywhere is quiet and have that fellowship with your God. I haven't seen any student, serious student, who have not learned how to sleep. If you go to school and you want to be serious, you have to learn how to sleep. When to study, it's your study time. You come in sitting down at your table to study, by the time that you are so tired, you won't get anything. You have to learn how to rest. The body has to be rested. The mind has to be rested so that what you are studying, it will go in. These are spiritual things. You are sitting down in front of the, I have to read before I, and you are sleeping. You never got anything. You are sleeping. You want to do it. You know, don't comfort yourself and say that, oh, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Who told you? Who told you that? You are not organized. You have to do it right. Set the right time. Fellowship with God so that you will receive things that people are not receiving. And this one here, truly, when the Lord is constantly abandoning, you know, he would just leave the disciples on the side and move on alone. A time comes in a man's life that you have to learn how to isolate yourself and start coming up higher. This is something that is personal. You are the only one that is going through this stuff. The routine and all that, a time comes that you have to say that, you know what? Enough is enough. Let me stop just right here. It is time for me to be sitting down quietly and start looking into my life. We are not saying that sit down and depress. We are saying sit down, see what is not right, and do something about it. Come up higher. Sometimes they are just people that you have to isolate yourself from them. It is very true. Some of them, they are so noisy that when they come around, you can't do anything. Constantly talking. Some is their deeds. They have everything, you know, their homes has become like the CNN centers. I'm going to visit a friend. By the time you come back home, your mind has been changed. Your vision has been changed. Your perspective, everything. You hear all the noises in the city. By the time that you even sit before your Bible, devil is reading those things to you. So what the sources of our hearings are extremely important. These things are very, very important. You want to have encounter with Almighty God. We say spend time with God. Spending time with God is to protect your environment so that the time will be a quality time. Quality time. Haven't you experienced these things? You have watched a movie during the evening. I mean, that night before you go to bed. And then the next thing you know that you are sleeping and monkeys are chasing you. You know why the monkeys are chasing you? Because you saw the monkeys chasing each other and all kinds. You are taking these things too. So what we are hearing, what we allow ourselves to see, all these things are very much important. Very, very much important. Because of the activities of the day is so noisy. God, he takes time in the middle of the night to talk to his people all the time. Dreams are important. Satan also knows. So he's also moving around and planting dreams in people's life, deceiving them. How would you know the dream that is coming from God and the one that is not coming from God? God will never speak against his word. God will never ever speak against his word. So it's very easy. It's very easy. Number three, important key to have encounter with God is to deal with falsehood. To deal with falsehood. Every falsehood in your life must die. The book of John, John 4:24, he says, God is a spirit, and they that worship him, they must worship him in spirit and in truth. God is a spirit, and they that worship him, they must worship him in spirit and in truth. In truth. So if you say you want to worship God, you have to be truthful to yourself to bring truth before his altar. If you attempt to build on the foundation of lies, your whole foundation is all lies, it's not going to help you. How can you have encounter with God when your surrounding is all lies? It's impossible. Do you know, John 8 and the verse is 44. Let's read this together. He said, Jesus Christ is the one that made this statement to the Pharisees. He said, ye are of your father the devil. Wow, that is really strong. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. You see that? So every time that we are prompt to lie, what are you doing? Shaking hand with the devil. The devil is shaking hand with you, saying, my son, my daughter, well done. Jesus said, you are his devil's daughter, devil's son. So lies are not something that you cannot be willing to see another dimension of God when you entertain your life with lies. We have people, they have lied to the extent that when they walk, they're always turning around and looking. Why would you do such a thing? They are not feeding you. You work hard for them. So why don't you just be truthful to yourself? You are not there yet. God is working you out. He will get you there. It's just a matter of time. Yes, maybe today you are in the midst of problems, but you have the peace of the living God. You have the peace of the living God. You don't have to build your surrounding with all lies. Some of them is such amazing thing. You come to find out that all that they have been saying is all lies. All lies. And so what? And so what? Oh, my father is like this. What about you? My mother is like this. And I have this. And I have done that. And so if you haven't done any of this, I mean, you are telling me lies. What is it going to do to me? At the end of the day, I mean, this is something and it is going to block you. Block you for having a wonderful fellowship with Almighty God. Where you are not, don't say you are there. Don't say you are there. If you are not there, you are not there. Then you can at least pray for grace for the Lord to take you there. But if you say you are already there, how can God help you? We have people that God cannot help because they are greater than God. Things that they have done already, God himself cannot do it. So interesting. And we have many, 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 many of them. Many of them like that. Many. Many. Sometimes we think it's only what we say about the lies. You are struggling at home. You know you are struggling. You come and, maybe through credit card or something, you just go and buy something that is putting so much pressure on. It's a life that is based on lies. You are not what you're trying to portray to people that you are. You are not there. It's not like you cannot get there or God cannot get you there. But you see, you have surrounded yourself with so much pressure that is living on lies. Living on lies. And every time you can't meet the end of anything. And you have to catch up because of the way that people are going to see you. You see that? So the shoe that you cannot afford, alligator shoe, that you crocodile shoe, and this one shoe, monkey hat, then you all these things you are buying that simply because you want to project a different image to people. Why would you do that? You will never, never have any encounter with Almighty God. It's not good. Sincerity, truth, and honesty requires to build divine encounter with Almighty God. Hallelujah. Well, as a child of God, perseverance, number four, perseverance. If you want to see God, you have to persevere. Perseverance is something that is extremely important. We don't give up like that. I want to see you, oh Lord. I want to see you. I want to see you. I want to see you. If by the end, matter of fact, on the 27th, God, if I don't see anything, my Lord, it is finished. God said, okay, go. You are dictating to God. You can't, you know, they a child of God. By the way, I keep saying, I said, where are you running to anyway? God is custodian of life. You know that? How long you'll be living on this earth depend on God. You run so much. Running. I mean, let me tell you, no matter how much you exercise, how much you do this, how much you do that, you can't control life 100%. You cannot. Anything can happen at any time. Anything can happen at any time. You know, life experiences have taught us so many things. No matter how great position you have at your job, something can happen to the company that they will lay you off. You understand that? Anything can happen at any time. We are not saying that bad things are going to happen to you, but we are talking about life wisdom. Life wisdom. That is why God gave us the mind to reason. To reason, not to be eating. God, you are so good because you... No, the goodness of God is not just by that. You know, so you have to come to the point to know that, you know what, I have to continue, persevere, pursuing my God. I know I'm not there yet, but I will continue seeking for this God. One day there will be a breakthrough. There will be a breakthrough. No matter how long it takes for you to find God and to encounter him, you must persevere. It is people that do not quit. You know those athletes that we see them in the Olympic Games, that they are taking medals and all those gold medals. Do you think that it's only when the game is coming up that they start training themselves? No way. No way. No way. They've been training since. And they chronometer themselves. He said that you have to keep your title. Last 4 years, he had gold medal. Said this year, after this, you know, another 4 years, I have to train myself and break my own record. Because someone has my record in his face and he's just working towards that. Said, I want to take the medal, the next one. Perseverance is extremely important as a child of God. If you don't quit, you will see God. Hallelujah. Thank you, my Lord. You know, we had a man, wonderful man, called Jacob. In Genesis 32, verse 24 to 28, let's see the perseverance of this man. Jacob was left alone because the reason why he was left alone, you know, remember he wronged his brother Esau, and as he was coming back, the Lord had blessed him, and he's coming back with much substance and all that, and he knew that his brother Esau would come after him. So he has heard that the brother is coming, so he ran alone and seek his God for help. So he was there, and then a man came and wrestled with Jacob till the daybreak. Verse 25, he said, and when Jacob saw that he prevailed not against that man, so he touched the halo of his tight. So we all know that it's an angel of God. So the angel of God, knowing that he's not prevailing because Jacob was resisting the battle, the fight and all that, he touched the halo. And the halo of Jacob's tie was out of joint as he wrestled with that angel of the living God. So Jacob said, no, the angel of the Lord said, let me go for the day break. And he said, Jacob said, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. Hallelujah. You see, the man was alone, seeking for God's help. praying. An angel of the Lord showed up right there, not in the form of angel, just a man, young man, as always. And he started fighting. And the battle was very intense. So the angel, he just hit and Jacob, still holding on the battle, said, "Today is today. Hallelujah. I have to be out of this situation. Let me go." He said, "I will not let you go until you bless me. I will not let you go until what? You bless me. I will not quit until I have had encounter with Almighty God. No matter how long this battle would take, today you will kill me here. God." He said, "What is your name?" He said, "My name is Jacob." He said, "Your name shall not be called Jacob anymore, because God had already changed your status. God has changed your status. Your name shall not be called Jacob anymore. Your name shall be called Israel." Jacob was moving around, calling himself Jacob, the deceiver. Jacob, the deceiver. Jacob, the deceiver. He doesn't even know that Almighty God has moved him to another, another level. Trying to prevail by his own strength. God said, "Don't worry. My covenant, it is with your seed. I am bringing them to a higher height. Esau, what he's coming, I have already fought Esau." Perseverance. We don't quit. Whatever time that it takes for you to come out, wrestle, and come out of the situation and see God's glory, you have to. Number five, because we said perseverance is four. Number five, you have to surrender. Surrender. You have to surrender your life to God. We have talked about sins, right? But you have to also surrender. You must give up whatever that God wants you to give up. You want to know God. You want to have encounter with Almighty God. You want to come up on a higher level with fellowship. Higher level in fellowship with God. You must give up anything that God asks you to give up. The reason why the Lord engaged in the wrestling with Jacob, because Jacob holds things that God needed him to give up. It's always like that. Apostle Paul, he has to let go his, his intellect, the Pharisee type of intellect, and come up higher so that the Lord can illuminate him. Abraham, he laid his son on the altar. So what is it that you have that you think that God is asking you, but you are not ready to let go, so you don't see God's glory in your life? You have to come to a point to surrender. Sometimes we hold certain things in our life so tight that those things become our God. We worship these things. Come to a point, if you are not even paying attention, you will be praying against God's will for your own life. For your own life. What is it that the Lord God cannot do for you? God says that let go of that situation and you will see my glory. Let go of that situation and you will see my glory. Let go of that situation and you will see my glory. But Lord, if I let go, how am I going to pay the rent? God said, my glory is sufficient for you. But let go of this situation so you will see my glory. You have to learn to surrender. You have to learn to let go and embrace God, believing that the Lord will do it, taking you to a higher height. Come in and, Father, in the name of Jesus, my husband, give me a husband, oh Lord. Give me a husband, oh Lord. Father, this year is my breakthrough year. This year, hey, husband, I call you, whatever you are, from the north, come. From the east, come. And you continue praying, bombarding. Meanwhile, you have somebody's husband. How would the Lord let go? You understand that? Let go. Because if you don't, you will not see God's glory. The Lord does not condemn you. God knows. Sometimes these are the things that we want to do. You have a project that you want to do. You are so much determined and focused, but that's not what God has for you. It's just bringing glory to yourself. The Lord has a higher plan. You don't know. You know what you are. I mean, if that is truly something that is instant, God has a purpose for it. Don't do it unto your own glory. Surrender it to God and see what the Lord God will make of you. That is the word of the living God. Because none of us ever came here by ourselves. None of us. It's interesting, the process how a man is formed in the womb. So interesting. Amazing. Who is here that remembers how you were being formed in the womb? Who? You know, God gave a certain age to live here. Most of the time, from day one all the way, when do we start remembering ourselves that we really do exist? I mean, what is the first thing that you remember as a kid? You see, so it's a real indication that we were not. You don't have control. We don't have control. The Lord has control. So coming up and surrounding to God and say that, Lord, hey, surrounding to God does not mean that you say, no, God, now I am all yours. Today, I'm not, you will provide. That's not what we're talking about. That type of laziness, God will provide. Giving unnecessary excuses. Your wife is telling you that we have to do something about this situation. You say, we are waiting on God. What God that are you waiting on? Go and work and get the right thing done. We are waiting on God. God will provide. God will do it. God doesn't do anything without us. The Lord is going to do it with you. You see? So how are you like, oh, God will do it. And folding your hands is not God's will. We have to come to the point to surround our lives and give up anything that the Lord wants us to give up and seeing him as the Almighty God. Number six, make it a point to pray and fast. Fasting and prayer is part of the process to have a great encounter with Almighty God. You know, this type of prayer and fasting, it is not the type that you are praying to, oh, God, give me this, God, give me that, and all that. That's not what we are talking about. We are talking about divine, you know, search for God. I'm searching for God. I am afflicting my soul to have encounter with Almighty God. Prayer and fasting is very important. I'm bringing everything to an end. The last one, it is the word of God. Hallelujah. The word of God. You shouldn't be joking with the word of God. If you really want to have experience on encounter with Almighty God, the word is key. The word is key. Why? Joshua 1 and the verses 7 to 8. God himself told Joshua what he must do to have a great fellowship with him. He said, Joshua, be thou strong and very courageous. It's amazing. You see that? God is with you. And Almighty God telling you, be strong and be courageous. Is he not your strength? The Lord is your strength. Courage is coming from who? If there is anything that is coming to battle you, it's God that is going to face the situation for you. The Lord fights our battles. He fights our battles. But he said, be courageous because you are the battle axe of the living God. You are the one that the Lord is going to use. So don't let your environment deceive you. Don't let what is going on, the problems and all that, bring you down. But stand on your feet and look unto Almighty God for his purpose. So be courageous. Be courageous and be strong. For what purpose? That thou mayest observe to do according to all the law, according to the word of the living God. How would you know what God says about the situation if you are not reading his word? Joshua was under the law of Moses. So told him, read the word so you might know what the word says, what the law says. What I have written and given it to you. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left hand, that thou mayest prosper with soever thou goest. You see that? So as you are really into the word and seeking to know, it will reveal God to you. And he said that you will prosper. He will prosper. You will prosper. So whatever situation that is, you know, has come as a problems around you and all that, please, as you are seeking to know God step by step, this is a walk with Almighty God. Your ways can never, ever remain the same. Your life can never, never remain the same. There is no one that is walking with Almighty God in truth, serving him in truth, and be stagnant in life. Possible. Impossible. But gradually, we come up higher and higher. He doesn't stop here. He said, Joshua, this book of the law shall not depart from thy mouth. Thou shalt meditate thou in day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Hallelujah. This is true prosperity. This is true prosperity. The Lord will sustain you. He will keep your health going. Your family, the Lord will keep them going. You release your children at school in the morning. Whatever that the enemy has planned, the Lord is still keeping them. All kinds of violence around us and all that, God will still keep them. Why? Because the godly child, you see, the one that has been having fellowship with Almighty God, he honors they that honor him. So as you come and taking things of God very serious, the Lord will also be very serious with you. We have come and we brought you the word of the living God. Anyone who wants to come up higher, these are a few steps that we have mentioned this morning. It is up to you. Look into your life truthfully and see where you think that things are not right. Set them right, and the Lord is with you and he's working with you to set things right. Maybe it's in your marriage. Maybe it's in your attitude towards your husband, towards your wife. Maybe your behavior towards the children. As children, our behaviors also towards our parents. Everyone has to. You want to be, you know, it's like, I want to be somebody in life. God tells you how you can be somebody in life. You will have good success. The steps are given. The steps are given. You can be as smart as you want to be. We said it. We are not talking about smartness. We are talking about knowing Almighty God and his plan and his purpose to come to pass in your life. May the Lord God bless you. May the Lord bless his purpose for your life. From now onwards, I know that your life shall never ever be the same. To the Father alone be the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you and bless you and bless you.
You just received a word from Pastor Charles Entry at Faith Victory Ministries International. For more messages and other great resources to help you grow in your walk with Christ, please be sure to visit us at faithvictoryministries.org. That's faithvictoryministries.org. And may God continue to bless.